Being a single parent and raising my kids alone is definitely a chore in itself. It's almost like a second job. You get home and you're so exhausted you just want your kids to leave you alone and you're just go to your room.
Hey, maybe you relate. And if you're a single mom or dad, I bet you do, even if you don't want to admit it. It's stressful. I've always said from the very beginning when we started our ministry, I think God has a special place of love and care and concern for single moms and dads. God bless you for standing in the gap, caring for those kids, loving those kids. And today, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to open up the phone lines and invite those of you who've been down this trail as a single parent. That'd be the only requirement. You've been a single mom or dad, or you are, and you want to share with other single parents what you do to de-stress. What is something that helps you? And so we'd love to have your live call on our storyline, our comment line, because today's program is from our archive. The callers are already set up and been recorded for the day, but we want to hear from you to participate as well. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Take a minute, though, and listen to the rest of this single mom's comment.
Hi, I wanted to call and talk about, you know, what it's like being a single parent and trying to live intentionally, you know, for what, you know, God has planned for us. And, you know, being a single parent and raising my kids alone is definitely a chore in itself. It's almost like a second job. You know, one of the things that I really fight with is just finding time to spend with my children and, you know, try to teach them about the Bible and the beautiful things that the Lord does for us. Because by the time you get home after working a full-time job, sometimes two full-time jobs, you get home and you're so exhausted you just want your kids to leave you alone and you're just like, just go to your room. You know, but as a single parent, you don't really have that option. You have to, you know, you have to wear many hats. You know, you're a chauffeur, you're a teacher, you're a nurse, you're a little bit of everything, mom and dad and counselor. And that's probably the hardest thing that I fight with and struggle with. You know, and then you have kids that misbehave. You're like, God, how am I supposed to handle this? And where do I start? How do I explain my kids that this isn't what the Lord wants for us?
Hey, listen, we hear your heart, and you got a lot of other moms and dads thinking of you today and praying for you. And I hope you'll stay tuned because we got a lot of help and hope coming along today. I've never been a single parent. And so I relate to this through the experiences of others that I know and those that we love that have been through this or going through it, knowing that God will be with you and He'll give you strength. But coming back to living in the moments, the power of the moments is certainly a part of this. So again, if you have a comment you'd like to share, call 888-888-1717. Press number one to leave that comment on our storyline.
I've been a single mom for over 20 years to two wonderful children. My greatest joy is knowing that they've been brought up in faith and they know that what keeps us going and what has kept us going is our love for Jesus, His love for us, and His bringing a multitude of people into our lives that are God-centered, and a wonderful community in church that has walked with us during dark times and has also celebrated with us all of our joys. We couldn't do this without God, and I'm so happy that my children know this, that they love the Lord, and that they touch the lives of others. I thank you for your programming. I thank you for the people who share their stories to encourage others. To God be all the glory.
You know, that's it. I mean, it's the stories that we hear of others that are on this intentional living journey, and God's with them, and we need each other. We lift each other up. And one of the reasons I love your story so much is I just picture in my mind today a single mom or dad driving or sitting at home listening to the program today, and you're feeling so discouraged. You're feeling so overwhelmed. You're wondering, can I make it? And here's a mom who says, I've been at this for 20 years. Trusting God and having good friends, especially in church, and having people that support her. And she looks back with great joy. Those kids are probably young adults now. You can do this. God will be with you. He'll give you the strength that you need. Remember, it is about moments. It's about doing the next right one thing. It's not about perfection. You can't fill in all the gaps. You can't make everything okay. But you can be okay by doing what God has called you to do. And when you do that, you know what? You know what I'm going to say? When you do that, you're doing it to God's glory, to your benefit. That really is intentional living. Here's how not to lose your mind. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I'm chuckling because I think we all have days we think we're losing our minds. I think of the passage that's my favorite, my life verse, in fact, is to fill my life with the truth. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is right and just and noble and of good report, think on such things. Over time, take captive every thought, the Bible says. Here are some things that you can do to help your thinking. Find a healthy support group. Memorize scripture. Worship in song. That's powerful. Journal your daily thoughts. Each of these things will help you take control of your thinking and help you not lose your mind. When you do these things during these uncertain times, that is intentional living.
For the rest of the month, go to theintentionallife.com to get Dr. Randy's book, Starved for Affection.
Yolanda is in California. Welcome to the program, Yolanda. Appreciate your call.
Good morning. God bless you.
Well, he has. Are you a single mom?
Awesome. I am a single grandma. And I'm a single mom and a single grandma and a single great-grandma.
Wow.
And okay. I have a large family. I have 7 children, 28 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. And being single, if you get a phone call from one, 5 or 6 of them a day, it's a lot that you, because your counselor, like the woman before said, your counselor, you're the nurse, you're the confidant, and it can get extremely overwhelming to carry the burden of everyone's, issues and your grandchildren, that are having problems as well. So it's a lot, and there's a lot of grandparents out there who don't get the support that they need as being the parent, the single parent.
So what do you do to handle the stress? 7 kids, how many grandkids?
I have 28 grandkids and 6 great-grandchildren.
So there's constantly something going on, and grandma's involved. How do you take care of yourself, Yolanda?
Well, it took a long time to learn, but prayer. Prayer is what, just going into a scripture and Proverbs 3:5-6, the lean not on your own understanding, that is one I meditate on so much. But I have found that going and having a coffee or going and, chatting with friends and stuff like that, it helps a little bit. But when I go into prayer and I get on my knees, my battles are fought there. And I take my children's battles there. I take my grandchildren's battles there. And when I'm done in prayer, there is such a release of just so much, and the Lord just fills you with his love. And he just says, you know what, everything's going to be okay. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm.
And that is just, it's just prayer. It's just, but I'm not talking about stopping for 2 minutes and praying, about something. It's really going to the Lord on your face and just pouring out to him. And wow, what an amazing feeling that is to know that he is with you and he comforts you and he cherishes you. You are so cherished. And I just want people to know that God loves them so much. And he will be with you and he will carry you through every struggle, every battle.
Mm.
And that's what gets me through that. That's what gets me through life. I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, and that's intentional living too, Yolanda. 7 kids, 20 plus grandchildren, and doing it as a single mom, a single grandma as well. All right. Thank you, Yolanda. Appreciate it. Today, we're talking single parents. And what do you do to de-stress? What do you do to keep it together, hold it together? Here's what we find some of the gut-wrenching questions that single moms and dads ask themselves. Things like, are my kids okay? Am I okay? Am I too strict? Am I not strict enough? Am I following through? Am I setting a good example? Am I trying to be a mom and a dad? Can I do both? I'm worried about what my kids are missing because I'm a single mom or I'm a single dad. And these are the kinds of questions that you all as single moms and dads ask yourself. And we know that God is sufficient. His love is sufficient. And what we're hearing today are just some practical things to help you. And you're joining in as well to share how do you de-stress. Let's go to Ira in Texas. Ira, welcome to Intentional Living.
How are you?
Good. Appreciate it. Says here, you're a single dad of 3 girls, huh?
Yes, sir. 5, 8, and 10.
And what do you? How are you holding it together, my friend?
I just give it to God, sir. He's brought me through so much. He's faithful. I mean, I just pray to Him, and He brings me peace. I'm disabled. I've got 16 herniated discs and 2 spinal implants. I've got chronic lymphocytic leukemia. My left leg was almost amputated. I'm a 30-year drug addict that's clean for 5 years now, and God taken all that stuff from me, and He's done that for me.
Amen.
He's so faithful.
I mean, you're living a raw life, my friend. I mean, you're dealing with health issues, life issues, life and death issues, raising your kids. How does your day? Do you have like a routine that you follow every day? How do you run your day?
I just keep myself busy. I make rings out of coins. Or coins out of rings, sorry. And I try to keep focused on God and praise. I listen to FLR radio all day long. Every time I wake up, I just turn it on. And I keep it on all day, and it helps me so much.
Good. Hey, you know, I was talking. In fact, I was mentioning to my wife this morning. I was listening to Family Life Radio this morning before I came into the studio. And I was thinking, you know, 24 hours a day. And I say this about all Christian radio. You know, every station that we're on with Intentional Living, 24 hours a day. These men and women are giving out music and programming and sharing and their life and their love. And where can you get that? 24 hours a day of that kind of encouragement that just comes into your life. And fill your mind, single moms and dads, with this kind of stuff. Let it be in your home. Let it be in your car. I'm telling you, as a grandfather myself, it makes a difference. When I hear my grandkids singing the songs that they hear on the radio, Christian radio station, that's what's filling their minds. See? And one of the big things you can do using Christian radio, allowing it to be, and I know it sounds like a self-promotion for Christian broadcasting, but I do this, I believe in this, to let that fill your home, let it fill your life. It's going to encourage you as a single mom and dad. You realize you're not alone, and it's going to be an encouragement to your kids as well. All right, Ira, thank you for your call from Texas, my friend. I appreciate it. By the way, you're welcome to join us. We're on Facebook Live today. If you're viewing on Facebook, you're joining us on Facebook, you can post right below here your question or comment. And here it is. The question we're asking on Facebook, what we're also asking on the radio, is what's your go-to de-stressor, you know, in a healthy way? Journaling is coming up a lot. And Natasha says, I just have a good cry and dinner with a friend. You know, get it out. Sometimes just the emotion of being a single mom and dad, you didn't bargain for it, you didn't ask for it, you didn't plan for it, and there you are. And so share with us if you're viewing on Facebook. You can post your comment of what do you do to de-stress, or you can call as well and join us on the air at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We'll get you on the air. Elizabeth is in Arizona. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
You're a single parent?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what do you do? De-stress?
Actually, I lift weights. I bodybuild.
Huh. Now, how often do you do that?
6 days a week.
And how does that help you de-stress?
It just helps you relieve, like, any kind of tension or stress. You just put all of your negative energy that you've acquired throughout the day into these weights that aren't going to respond to you in a way that, you know, is negative. They're going to do what you want them to do.
It's interesting. Because you're in control at that moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how long have you been doing this?
For about 3 years.
Wow. It's interesting. Now, do you do this at home, or do you go to a trainer that helps you do this, or what?
Yeah, I go to a gym, and I have a trainer, personal trainer.
I am calling about being a single mom to my precious 26-year-old son, Ryan, who he has Down syndrome. I am every day intentionally living to be the best mom that I can be in Christ and teaching him the things of the Lord.
Chances are, after the last year or so, you're ready to get away. So why not get way away to Alaska?
take off on a 7-day cruise that will be life-changing. Get close to the beauty of God's creation on the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise and learn how you can live intentionally in Christ. Join Dr. Randy Carlson for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure when you need it most. The Intentional Living Alaska Cruise, June 12th through the 19th, 2022. Go to theintentionallife.com.
And when you're there, you'll see the information on the cruise, and you can reserve your cabin online today and then plan to join us June 12 through 19 for the Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. It's going to be a great week. Big Daddy Weave, if you haven't been paying attention to these spots, we've talked about this. You hear him, Big Daddy Weave. He's going to be there leading us in worship. He's going to be sharing. I've asked him, I said, hey, Mike Weaver, would you take one of our sessions and just tell your story? It's so powerful. He and his wife, Candace. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, is going to be sharing. He and his wife, Kelly, will be there. I'm going to be having a chance to do some sharing during the week, teaching on the principles of intentional living. That'll be high takeaway value for you. My wife, Donna, joining me. So we're looking forward to having these times of fellowship, being together, having dinner together, seeing the sights together, enjoying the cruise. And if you've never been on a cruise, listen, you're going to be stopping several times throughout the week where you get off and enjoy the scenery and the stop and just have a great time. It's going to be wonderful. If you want to know more about the cruise and getting your cabin reserved, all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can click on the information for the cruise under events and get signed up today. We'd love to have you be a part of it. I would challenge us as a family, a team, and those of you who are part of the Intentional Living community, to take on a 30-day challenge for these next 30 days to read Scripture. Now, maybe you're already doing that every day. That's good. It's fantastic. Maybe for some of us, we're not a regular in our life, but for 30 days to say, I'm going to read Scripture every day. And then number two, to really ask the question, how does the passage that I'm reading impact both the moments of my life, what I'm facing right now, and what I will face tomorrow in the miles? You know, that would be a great challenge. I don't know what you can take on as a 30-day challenge, especially as I think of single moms and dads today. I know your time is precious and pretty overwhelming, but what one thing could you do over the next 30 days that would help you grow in your spirit, in your relationship with Christ? That's an excerpt from my teaching for the members of Intentional Living. I called it Miles and Moments. The miles, of course, looking down the way, what's in the future, and the moments living today. By the way, this is available to all new members. Those of you who can join us today will join us in support. Whatever the amount is, people ask how much, you know, it's a donation to the ministry. You're saying, hey, every month, count on me and your auto-giving program. I can challenge you, it'd be for $1 a day or more, $30 a month. But whatever it is, we want you to be a part of it. That's most important. And we'll send that to you, the Miles and Moments teaching, along with my best-selling book on marriage, which is Starve for Affection. But I just wanted to say something about this thing of miles and moments. You know, it comes from the verse in Psalm 119 that says, God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And as a single mom or dad today, you got both. You're looking down the path, looking to the future. Where are you headed as a parent? What are the challenges? What are the goals? I hope you have some goals that you can pursue, reasonable goals for the stage that you're in today. But then realize in the moments when you're challenged as being the disciplinarian or the one that needs to follow through, God will be with you. His word will encourage you. Memorize it. Put it into your life. And when you do, that really is intentional living. And that's our message of hope today to single parents. And we appreciate the supporters that make that possible.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
We're talking about single parenting. It's a unique challenge. It's a powerful challenge because you're facing it alone. And the research, Psychology Today, for instance, says the big seven challenges of being a single parent are having no one to tag in, like a tag team. You know, even tag team wrestlers can tag when they're exhausted and get someone in there to continue to fight, you see? But when you're a single parent, you're doing it all alone. The second thing the research shows is self-doubt. Am I enough? Am I doing enough? You don't have that opportunity to share with someone to get reassurance or someone to encourage you. Making decisions alone as a solo parent. You know, what should I do? Making the decision, sticking with the decision. It's, let's face it, they say two heads are better than one, not because the decision is necessarily going to be better, but because there can be some reassurance. Number four is missing the kids when they're with their other parent. Number five, stress and anxiety about money. Is it going to be enough? Challenge number six, accepting a different family than you plan to have. In other words, your expectations did not turn out and reality is different, and that can create disappointment. And then losing a sense of self. It's just you and you're surrounded with these kids and the responsibility. You can lose yourself in the process. Interesting. Seven challenges. What are some of the challenges you face and what are the go-to things to de-stress in your life? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And Jason from Michigan is one who left a question on our comment line as a single dad.
Hi, I'm a single dad. I've had my girls since they were 4 and 2. How do I help my oldest daughter, who's now 9, understand that she's okay, everything is okay, that, you know, her mom is not in the picture very much at all, but it's not her fault, and that she doesn't need to try to over-impress her mom or try to win her mom's love?
Mm. You know, Jason, many times kids in single homes, single parent homes, as they grow older, they have questions that they can be afraid of asking because they don't want the parent, they don't want their parent who they love to feel bad. They don't know how to ask a difficult question. And some of the questions that a child growing up in a single parent home may ask is, what will happen to me if something happens to you? I mean, they're wise enough to see that, hey, I have one parent, and then they see other parents leaving or they see death, and they wonder what would happen if dad died or what would happen if mom died. And so being able to sit down and pull back the curtain and allow your children to ask any questions that they have, and even if they don't ask, to reassure them that you've thought these things through about life and about caring for them, and doing it in a way that's appropriate for their specific age would be the key. And so in the process, Jason, I think you help your 9-year-old by just talking, just being honest. Take her out for some ice cream. It doesn't have to be a big, serious sit down. Just talking about life, trying to get behind her eyes, seeing what kinds of questions she might be asking that you can answer. And do it humbly. I mean, it's not like, don't worry about it, everything's fine. Be specific. Let a 9-year-old, that's old enough for them to start to understand that things are going to be okay, that you've got things in plans for them and for your home. All right, Sophia from Arizona also left the question, a single parenting question, on our comment line.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Sophia. My question is, I'm a single mom raising 3 younger kids, been single for like 6 years, and my desires or so is more like having, you know, good goals. And right now I'm trying to work on getting, buying my own house as a single parent, not waiting to, you know, get married again for that perfect person to come in my life to do that. So it is frustrating, and that's one of my things that I am currently struggling and, you know, being a little bit frustrated, not too sure, you know, if that's something that I'm getting help in or just prayer in. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Sophie, I hear your question. It was sort of even hard for you to articulate what the question is, because I think you're feeling a little confused, maybe about, you know, should I buy a house, not buy a house? Is there a chance I'm going to have a relationship? Should I wait? And indecision, we know, and making decisions as a single mom or dad is on the top 7 list here of these challenges for single moms and dads. Here's what I'd encourage you to do is set out some basic goals for your life for the next few years. And then get some help. Maybe there's a financial person in your church that you respect who can sit down and help you put together a budget, run some numbers, and someone that can help you think it through. We all need to have people around us who can ask the right kinds of questions. Because that's what we do in marriage. I mean, married people ask questions, process things together, at least healthy marriages. And so you need somebody you can talk to and someone who's smart about money, someone who's been down the path that you're going down today, that can help you think that through. That's what I'd recommend, Sophia. In fact, for all single moms and dads, to be able to have that kind of opportunity to, you know, bounce things off another person. Single parentings, where do you go to de-stress your life? What are some of the major questions you're facing as well? And when you face these questions, what do you do to take care of yourself? What's a question you're facing that maybe I can help you think through as well?
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha. Listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with 3 children, a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. And I thank you for all the listeners that have shared their testimonies that were similar to mine, because it has strengthened me. And as we grow together in Christ, that I know God has a plan in store for our lives.
Boy, I love it. I mean, hearing the stories today have been such encouragement to me. I'm not a single parent, and I look from afar with much, I'm amazed with prayer and gratitude for those of you who are standing in the gap like Natasha. God bless you. I mean, it's been tough for you, and yet you say, hey, God is good. We're staying at it. Being intentional, that's why this message resonates, and it's such a powerful message and a message of hope and a message of help. And that's why we share it every day here at Intentional Living. You know, as we're wrapping up today, let me just give a challenge to single moms and dads today. Can I challenge you to think about what one thing could you do over the next 30 days every day? Not adding to your to-do list, by the way, but something simple. Something that would help de-stress your life. Is it to take a walk? Is it to spend a little more time in prayer? Is it to take care of yourself a little more? I don't know, but what one thing could you do to de-stress your life over the next 30 days? And if you're willing to share that with me, we'll pray for you. And in fact, what I'm going to have the staff do, you'll see when you call on the line there, you'll see recorded an address you can go to, and we will send to you free of charge the one thing wristband. And I encourage you to wear that. And during the 30 days, as you wear it, to think about it every day, stay focused on that one thing to de-stress your life. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or best would be to call our comment line, 888-888-1717, and press 1. I'm Dr. Randy. Thanks for joining me today here at Intentional Living.